On the third day of his trip to Syria, Pope John Paul took his message of religious reconciliation to the Syrian-controlled side of the Golan Heights in the destroyed village of Quneitra, situated only a few hundred yards from Israeli military positions. The Pope recited a prayer of peace, but the Syrian government's strategy of using the papal visit to launch verbal attacks on Israel risks overshadowing John Paul's peace agenda. NPR's Silvio Poggioli is in Damascus. Tell me more about today's visit to the Golan.
Well, the Pope went to this Quneitra that was captured by Israel in 1967 and returned to Syria 7 years later. It's a ghost town the Syrians maintain as a kind of memorial to the Israeli-Syrian conflict, with bulldozed houses, shell-pocked churches, and raised mosques. One of the few buildings still standing is the Greek Orthodox Church, just a few hundred yards from Israeli military positions on the other side of the border. That's where the Pope read a prayer of peace. He called on Christians, Muslims, and Jews to find the courage to forgive each other for past offenses and to build together a world of justice and solidarity, and he called on local leaders to respect individual human rights. He did not repeat his condemnation of Israeli occupation.
The Pope is retracing the steps of St. Paul, but it seems his stop in Syria is more political than religious.
Yes, there are two contrasting agendas. The Pope has a message of unity and reconciliation. The Syrian government is pressing the Pope to take sides with the Arabs against Israel. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad welcomed the Pope with a stinging anti-Israeli speech. He accused Israelis of killing all the principles of divine faith with the same mentality, he said, the Jews betrayed and tortured Jesus Christ. Syria's Minister for Religious Affairs, Mohammed Ziad, said malicious Zionism conspires against Christianity and against Islam. And the Grand Mufti urged the Vatican to take a stand with more than just prayers and wishes to stop what he called this brutal massacre of the children of Christ and Muhammad. So the message to the Vatican seems to be rapprochement between Christianity and Islam can be achieved only through a joint fight against Judaism.
How's the Vatican reacting to these statements?
Well, there's obviously embarrassment. Israeli and Jewish organizations all over the world are calling on the Vatican to reject what they call these racist statements. Now, Vatican officials say they weren't provided with the text of the various speeches ahead of time, but the official position is the Pope will not intervene. Vatican spokesman Joaquin Navarro-Valls said, "We're guests of this president, and he has expressed his opinion." And commenting on the president's speech, Navarro-Valls said, "I would call it strong. I would not call it strong. I would call it clear." He added that the Vatican has spoken out against anti-Semitism on numerous occasions. The Pope himself actually is responding on a different wavelength, warning that misusing religion to promote or justify hatred, warning against misusing religion to promote or justify hatred and violence.
And the Pope went to a mosque yesterday, the first time a Pope ever did that.
Indeed, it was really quite something. And the Umayyad Mosque is a magnificent example of how religions here in this region have crossed paths. It was built on the site of a Roman temple to Jupiter, later converted to a church, and then transformed into a mosque. And like many Christian pilgrims before him, John Paul stopped for a few moments in silent prayer at the tomb of John the Baptist, a saint for Christians and a prophet for Muslims. And just a few yards away, there's the tomb of Saladin, the Muslim warrior who took Jerusalem from the Crusaders. But even in the mosque, there were some underlying frictions. The Pope had hoped to hold a joint prayer, but Muslim clerics said no. And for his part, John Paul disappointed them by not apologizing for the Crusade.
So what will be the legacy of this visit?
Well, it's too soon to say from the point of view of interfaith dialogue. John Paul's visit to the Rome Synagogue in 1986 contributed greatly to the Jewish-Catholic dialogue. But Vatican officials say that the Islamic world is more indifferent to interfaith dialogue, less interested in reciprocity, for instance, allowing Christian churches to be built in Islamic countries. For the Pope, however, it's really important because of the dwindling number of Christians in the Middle East, because of war, discrimination, and economic stagnation, and secondly, because of the growing number of Muslim immigrants now settling in Western Europe.
NPR's Silvio Poggioli in Damascus.